Protecting the institution. Risk management policies. What policy manuals should do? Topics to include in a policies and procedures manual. Records retention and control. Safety procedures and insurances. Why do I need a policies and procedures manual? Having policies and procedures in place so that you and your team comply with state and local legislation is essential for a successful business. One accidental misrepresentation by you or one of your supervised brokers or agents could negatively affect the opinion of your contemporaries and the general public. Every real estate brokerage should be concerned with the need for risk management to help reduce and manage the legal risks involved with doing business. Protecting yourself, your agents, and your clients should be at the forefront as you grow your brokerage. There are so many areas that a risk management policy can cover. Take the time to sit down and list policies and procedures that will protect your firm. What are some areas in which your brokerage could violate state, local, or federal laws? What will you do to minimize the risk? Brokers/license holders should create a written risk management policy that includes bullet broker safety, bullet client safety, bullet cell phone use, bullet checklists for office personnel, bullet listing and contract files, bullet copyright and license obligations, bullet other risk management issues the broker deems necessary. Advantages of a policies and procedures manual. Bullet one advantage of a policies and procedures manual is that it sets boundaries so the sales agent knows exactly how to operate. Bullet. It also provides answers to questions agents might have in advance. Bullet. A feature article on NAR's website includes excerpts from Real Estate Office Management, 4th edition, describing how an effective policies and procedures manual can benefit a brokerage. Policies and procedures manual. What a policy manual should do. 1. Provide a clear understanding of the relationship between broker and sales associates, management and employees, and administrative functions and sales functions. 2. Permit the anticipation of and resolution of controversies before they arise. 3. Stabilize both management and sales by building confidence that both management and sales associates know the rules by which the game is to be played. 4. Forbid favoritism, since all must operate within the framework of the manual's predetermined rules and guidelines. 5. Provide stability of organization to permit the staff to function effectively in the absence of management. Acknowledgement and agreement. Upon receipt of the policies and procedures manual, the sales agent should sign an acknowledgement and agreement. If the brokerage is a member of NAR, Texas Realtors, or their local association and allowed to use the title Realtor, they will have access to the form provided on Texas Realtors website, TXR-2303. If the brokerage is not a member and cannot use the term Realtor, they will need to have a similar form prepared by an attorney or someone with the expertise to prepare the form. Miscellaneous topics to include in a policies and procedures manual. Privacy and safety. Select the tabs below to learn more about measures that you can take to protect your privacy and safety. Using privacy policies. Every brokerage firm collects private information about its clients and employees, including names, addresses, social security numbers, and personal financial information. Clients expect their data to be safe with you, as do those who work for you. So, you must draft a privacy policy for your clients and employees so they know what private information you are collecting, who is looking at it, and how you will use it in your business. Retaining and controlling records/files. Q. Should I use paper or electronic records? A. The broker should emphasize the retention of executed copies signed by all parties to a transaction. Additionally, they should maintain a chronological filing system for transactional records. If the brokerage utilizes digital record keeping, the broker must be able to reproduce or transmit the record upon request. Combating Identity Theft. Identity theft is one of the fastest-growing crimes in the United States. Identity theft occurs when someone steals someone else's personal information. This information includes names, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, credit card numbers, passports, phone numbers, and birth dates. The victims fear the thieves will use their personal data to access bank accounts, open new credit card accounts, and take out loans. In an effort to help fight what has become a huge problem for businesses in the U.S., identity theft, Congress added new sections to the Federal Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, when it passed the Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act of 2003, FACTA. Privacy, limits on information sharing, consumer rights to disclosure, and accuracy are all addressed. Overseeing transactions. Confidentiality forms, policies and procedures manuals with signatures verifying the agent received and read the manual, and contract law training are integral in maintaining compliance. Paper trails and files. Everything must be in writing to protect the agent and broker. Following up. Disclosures should all be discussed and followed up with the agent by the broker or manager. Have policies and procedures in place concerning identity theft, agency disclosures, contract law, and personal liability insurance. Conducting compliance reviews. Agent hiring interviews. Interview everyone who is interested. Agent reviews. Perform these regularly. Even if nothing has changed, people want to be heard. Staff employee reviews. Again, perform these regularly. Reviews can happen while managing and walking around. Don't forget about formal reviews either. Implementing safety procedures. Safety is a topic that has received much attention in light of the tragic news stories of sales agents being tragically killed or hurt in the past few years. Various ways to promote safety in your brokerage include safety classes taught by police officers in the community, self-defense classes, procedure for showing properties, and meeting with customers/clients. Agents should always tell someone where they are going and to whom they will be showing properties. Never meet a stranger at a property, no matter how nice they sound. Trust your instincts, they will never fail you. Having business insurance. Every business needs insurance. Insurance policies such as property, casualty, liability, employee practices, liability, business interruption, workers' compensation, fraud, and auto insurance are familiar to most people. However, certain insurance policies are more specific to the real estate industry and are of particular interest to those considering brokerage. Having an errors and omissions policy in place. According to Section 1100.1.355 of TRELA, additional general eligibility for business entities. A. To be eligible for a license under this chapter, a business entity must 2. Provide proof that the entity maintains errors and omissions insurance with a minimum annual limit of $1 million for each occurrence if the designated broker owns less than 10% of the business entity. E and O insurance is a must for small businesses. An E and O policy is a contract between the insurance company and the broker/license holder. Therefore, each policy should be scrutinized to determine coverage issues and duties of the insured. Most E and O policies require timely and full disclosure of potential claims. As the brokerage brings on more agents, E and O insurance premiums will increase. Most E and O policies look at the total annual production of your firm, taking into account the value of the highest commission for the year. Remember that as a broker, you are responsible for the sales agents working with you, and E and O insurance can protect your business from claims of wrongdoing.